Hello and welcome to the Pocket Gamer iPhone and iPad Gaming Podcast, episode number 145. I'm your host this week, Will Wilson, and with me is Keith Andrew.
Hello.
And special guest starring John Jordan.
Hello.
He's just back from the Bahamas after fleeing the country.
No, I wasn't. It was a tactical retreat.
Tactical retreat.
He was locked up by Apple to stop spreading vicious rumours.
Well, there's not that much news this week, is there? There's hardly any. So I think we'll just play the adverts and then call it a night. So let's play the first one, and we'll go straight on to the second, then we'll end.
Ah, the Middle Ages. Harking back to yore. A time of honour, chivalry, and brutal gladiatorial combat. Compete for honour and glory in the old tournament upon thy trusted steed. Beseech thine enemies to compete with thee. Boasting Bluetooth-enabled multiplayer, thou canst put thy friends to the sword as well. I did. Seek out Nighty Knight, knight in the medieval armor-clad sense, with the App Store.
Only joking. Welcome to the news. Hey. So iPhone 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the iPhone 4S.
Yeah, I think fine. If you go back about 20 podcasts now, that is what I said several months ago, although I had retreated from that standpoint since. But if we ignore the things I said after that, you know, I was technically right.
Well, Keith, technically right. Andrew was correct in technically in the name, but a lot of people got fooled.
Well, everyone's going to be right in the end, isn't it? I mean, iPhone 5 will appear at some point.
No, that's it. This is the last one.
It's the last one.
No, but always the issue was what was going to be announced at that specific event, wasn't it?
There is not going to be an iPhone 5, John.
This is as good as it gets. It's not making them any money whatsoever, so they're giving up.
The world ends next year anyway, so there's not going to be enough time to bring out a new one.
Yeah, forgotten about that.
I haven't forgotten. I've already got my supplies in. Anyway, we should go to the actual news. Yes, iPhone 4S. It's got an 8-megapixel camera with improved sensor, 2.7. What's the measurement? Aperture, anyway. Improved light and all that. Dual core processor. It's the A5, 7 times the graphical power compared to the iPhone 4, which is a bit interesting because the iPad 2 was 9 times the graphical power of its previous model. It's got Siri voice recognition, which has now been removed from the market, so it's going to be unique. Well, the App Store, so it'll be unique to the iPhone 4S. Make that what you will. And it has got new antenna, new way of communicating for data transfer. It uses 2 signals, which theoretically double speed. I doubt that's actually going to happen in practice. And what else has it got? I think I've gone through everything, have I?
Yeah.
Quicker shutter speed, can shoot in 1080p. AirPlay mirroring is now mirroring is now.
It's
included.
iOS 5, isn't it? It's all the iOS 5 stuff.
Yeah. They said improved battery life, or some people are saying improved battery life, but I compared the figures and it's exactly the same as the iPhone 4, except for an hour extra 3G talk time, which is a bit odd. A bit odd given that the rest of the talk times are exactly the same. That's 2G, should surely have gone up then. But anyway, the design is the same as the iPhone 4 pretty much, glass back.
And on the outside, it's all changed inside.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's all
little
changed
mice in there now.
Yeah. They've upgraded from rats to mice. I guess the other important thing to mention is that it is out next Friday. Pre-orders start this Friday.
So it was obviously things we all get.
Whoa! What was that?
What was that?
I was just being mean to Keith.
No, I was being mean to Keith as well.
Oh,
go
okay.
on, Keith.
I thought something had gone wrong. Yeah, we all get wrapped up in the hype, and even you find yourself watching these things, even if you're an incredibly cynical person like me, you find yourself watching, expecting something to happen. And, you know, it was the same as every year. And as everyone said to me since, it's an iPhone. You know, it's an iPhone. People like iPhone will buy it because it just takes things a step forward and it looks like an iPhone and it is an iPhone. And nothing else really matters, really, apart from the press.
I guess the thing is though that every press announcement or every iPhone is based on the announcement that went before, and I guess you could argue that in real substantial, or at least in hardware terms, this was probably the least substantial kind of upgrade, because even from the 3G to the 3GS, that was the first time when you kind of
two G to the 3G.
Yeah, but that was you were still being sold on the vision of wow, iPhone, and now. Whereas when you get into the swing of it, you know, the 3GS was, you know, that was the first time it was really like a gaming platform, and suddenly you were doing 3D games. Whereas this one, you know, everything's gone up. You know, I'm not to say it's not an impressive kind of update in terms of how the hardware's gone, but it's nothing you wouldn't have otherwise expected apart from.
I mean,
so the focus is the software. So I guess the whole thing is. Yeah. I thought the interesting thing was the whole Siri thing, which can you imagine Steve Jobs how he would have sold that. It was kind of made for him to do that kind of ridiculous, you know, do that kind of completely over the top. This will change everything, kind of stuff. And it was, and now it's been, you know, and I've spoken to lots of people, but no one I know has said, oh well, it's going to be amazing. They've all said, yeah, and maybe it's because we're British. I don't know.
I would have thought though. You see, everyone's going to be lusting after iPhone 5 within weeks of it launching. But the problem is, I can't. It's the same kind of thing when I talk about Wii and DS. I can't see. Everyone's expecting this big grand leap, and this, in a sense, by calling it 4S, makes 5 see even more of a leap somehow.
Yeah. Oh, no, exactly.
I can't imagine what they will announce that will
5's going to be big.
Will serve that audience. I don't see where they can go now. I mean, things get better each time, obviously, and things get speedier, and things get better. But I can't see there being another big leap in iPhone.
Of course they can. I mean, it's all this curved screen stuff that's been popular.
Oh yeah, but I mean. Who cares? You know, it's a curved screen.
If it came out with a curved screen, everyone would care. They'd go, wow, it's amazing, it's curved. And if the whole thing that happened with Apple, like, everyone's done the stuff they've done before. You know, even like, you know, Siri app, you know, that's the worst thing was you could have had it as an app on your iPhone 4 yesterday.
You can't do it anymore
because they've taken it off. I mean, that's how ridiculous is that? But the curved screen would be massive if Apple came out with
I don't think that would be massive. It would be another one of them things where it would get branded as something and people get very excited, but I don't see that
holograms
changing the industry, you know.
But there's this other thing actually, Will, that you wrote, because you wrote your opinion piece saying why you didn't think it was you know a disappointment or anything, which I kind of to an extent I agreed with, but the weirdest thing is, okay, everyone's, you know, everyone on the cycle who didn't get an iPhone 4 yet will now upgrade to the iPhone 4S because that's where their cycle is in terms of a 2-year contract. People will do that. If you can upgrade to it, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, people will do that. But it is this weird thing where it just looks pretty much exactly the same. And I think the part of the upgrade cycle on an iPhone was that, oh, well, you got the new one. And certainly in tech circles, I remember someone saying at a conference, I think GDC last year, no, it was after GDC actually, because it was when the iPad 2 was out. And just and immediately everyone has iPad 2s then. And literally, there's one person with an iPad 1, and she was saying, oh, yeah, no one said anything, but I can tell they're looking down on me because I've got an iPad.
That's the thing, because everyone, I mean, obviously, I'm assuming it'll say on the back, but everyone likes to have the latest one. And even though I think iPhone 4 was the best-looking iPhone there has been, and I would have been quite sad, actually, if they had changed the design, on the same token, really, the fact that it looks virtually identical, I think, is a bit of a misstep, because people do like to be able to get it out and for people to instantly recognise that, oh, that guy's got the new iPhone, and it's going to lose that slightly this time.
The good thing, though, on the bright side, is that when you pull it out, as you say, so eloquently put it, Keith, muggers aren't going to know if that's the really new expensive one or just slightly less expensive one. That brief second where they think to themselves, hang on, is this worth it? You could have already got on the bus.
Do you know what? I think they just take the chance and take it anyway.
Yeah, but they'll delay slightly. Is it? And then they'll go, what am I thinking that for? They're both really expensive electronic devices.
I don't mean to be on a downer, because to be honest, I wasn't expecting much anyway. It was pretty much what I was expecting, apart from there being no Facebook stuff. But in terms of what the actual phone is, it's pretty much, you know, what you would want, where things are.
I think it's my, as my piece said. By the way, you can read my piece on the site. The original headline wasn't quite so vicious as this, but it's called "If You're Disappointed by the iPhone 4S, You've Lost Perspective." But no, part of the argument for that was that, as a piece of technology goes, it is actually the probably the fastest phone out there. If you're interested in hardware, because I've read a lot of Android fanboys going like, "Oh, it's quad core coming out soon." And I'm like sitting there thinking, well, A, it doesn't really matter because that power's not going to be used. It's going to be, everything is going to be iPhone first, Android second. And secondly, it's not out yet. It's still it's going to be the most powerful phone that's out when it's released. Unless Google and Samsung beat them to it, but I doubt that.
Right, I think it's one of them things, because so many people have iPhones. You're when Apple do these things, they're essentially talking to two different people, and they're talking to people who already have one and to people who don't. And for people who don't, then you can't argue with this being, you know, probably the best phone on the market in terms of what it can do. And depending on what OS is your favorite, you know, one of the best OSs out there. So you can't argue with that. But I think the other side of the coin is that if you are an iPhone 4 owner, if I was an iPhone 4 owner, I wouldn't necessarily think
They're not talking to iPhone 4 owners, really, though.
I know, that's the thing. But I mean, you are to an extent, because some people, you know, their contracts will be up and they will make the leap. But some, I can imagine there will be a fairly minute group in terms of iPhone's total user base. But I think this might be an opportunity for some to hop off the iOS train and to have a look around.
I wouldn't say so much that, but what could happen is people who could upgrade will hold on because they say, oh, the iPhone 5 will be out, so I'll just hang on to get that. So if the assumption is that's a bigger leap, they say, well, I won't upgrade now because I'll be locked in for 2 years. I'll wait. I'll, you know, even if I don't upgrade for a year, I'll keep that as a delay kind of check.
Either or. I think it's not necessarily a must-have upgrade if you already have a 4. But by the same token, if you don't have a smartphone, then, you know, you're hard-pressed looking for a better one. So... But anyways, the other thing is, as I'm sure you're going to get onto in a minute, Will, is about the price.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, this is the least shocking area, really, when you go back in time and look at the other prices. Yeah, because we found out the UK price. Actually, it was a bit of good digging by Anthony, I think. He looked it up on the store app, because it's not actually up on the web store yet. And has found out that the 16 gig model starts at £499. We all knew that. That's on the main website. That's the 16 gig. 32 gig, £599. And 64 gig, £699. Sorry, £699. Hoo-wee! That's unlocked. Money. That's unlocked, though.
Yeah. That's the monthly contract.
Yeah, monthly contract. £699 and £35 a month for 2 years. £699, though. Puts into perspective the price of the iPad, though, doesn't it?
Well, and everything else I own in my house, to be honest.
Yeah. It's more expensive than the PC. In fact, the 32 gig model is more expensive than my PC.
It makes that £425 PlayStation 3 look really good value, to be honest. It's
It'd be a bit clunky to carry around, mind.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, when you think about it logically, it's actually a logical price point, but when you then look at the actual figure and you think you're spending that amount of money on something that a lot of people will have for 1 year.
Thing is, a lot of the top of line range phones, when they're unlocked, do release at they do come out at £499, or around that area, 400 to 499.
Yeah.
So actually, it's not as shocking as they initially look. And no one I know, anyway. Oh, no, I know one person who bought an unlocked iPhone 4. But
you also have the fact that the most people who do go unlocked tend to sell their...
Yes, it's on eBay and stuff.
So they get a fair few hundred off that anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, iPhones barely drop in price over the years. Well, they do eventually. But, you know, a brand new one, replacement from the Apple Store unlocked. I can't imagine that being extremely...
I can't believe how expensive iPad 1s still are. If you go, you see second-hand iPad.
They're still not obsolete, are they? I mean, they're still there may be a generation. I mean, even the 3GS. Like I said on my opinion piece. But I believe that the 3GS isn't even obsolete yet. I mean, there are a few new games which don't run as well. But it's not like the second gen. Like, my second gen touch can barely run anything now.
Well, that was the really nice... My best moment of the whole press conference was the fact that there's no new iPod,
Oh, I wanted a new iPod, because I'd be more tempted to get an iPod Touch.
Yeah, I would. I'd want it, and that's a bad thing, so I'm kind of glad that they haven't.
You've already got an iPod Touch 4th gen, though.
Exactly, but if they brought out a 5th gen, I'd think...
See, I'm, t- I'm actually tempted by the fourth gen iPod Touch.
It's lovely. Now,
but then they're not going to reduce the price because it hasn't a new model hasn't come out. You see?
Oh, exactly. They are very nice, but then you see they would put something on. All it needs actually, it could do with a better camera, on the front, obviously. But I'm glad they haven't, because then I would start to look enviously and start to panic that games would start to slow down on it.
Wait, yeah.
Imagine Keith panicking. Oh no!
Help!
Apparently, I panic about these kind of things all my entire life.
Talking of games that aren't going to run in your fourth gen iPod Touch, Infinity Blade 2. You see, you led me into that one. Infinity Blade 2 has been revealed. I think that we all saw this one coming, really. I mean, not necessarily it being revealed yesterday, but the fact that there is an Infinity Blade 2 isn't too much surprise given the success of the first game. Yes, so Chair Entertainment demonstrated Infinity Blade 2 on the stage, rolling demo. And we got some screenshots, and wow.
Again,
look at that. There's some sort of light diffusion going on there.
If someone had put out screenshots like that for a first gen or even, you know, a second gen 360 game, people wouldn't have been disappointed.
No, I know, yeah.
They thought, well, that looks good.
I mean, there's actual sort of proper looking light from the sun, and the way that the skybox looks fantastic. Look at all the materials. It looks anti-aliased.
But that kind of stuff is I mean, it's, you know, partly it's the hardware it's running on. But that kind of stuff is more to do with having good artists who know what they're doing, rather than hardware. I mean, it's always kind of get whenever people say, "Oh, it's got real time lighting." It's like, well, yeah, technically you've had real time lighting for 10 years. I mean, what exactly does it, you know?
Well, no, it's different though. I mean, light diffusion is real time lighting, but it's a very complicated form where it bounces off materials and stuff.
Yeah, but obviously they're using a certain model of real time diffused lighting, because they're not running it as.
It wasn't around 10 years ago. That's what I'm pointing out.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. After a certain period of time of seeing every hardware launch have this, we've got this shadow beam, blah blah blah. I mean, it's all, you know.
Stop putting it down. It looks amazing.
I'm not putting it down. Looking amazing. You know, but it's again. It's kind of what you expect. You know, this was the problem. It's always not the problem with sequels, but it's, you know, that's the sequel is, oh, it's bigger and it looks better and you can do dual wielding. Every sequel has to have dual wielding. Apparently, so that's the way it goes now. Don't need a shield. You can dual wield. Oh, okay, that's fine.
To be fair, the shield, I barely used it in the first game. Anyway, yes, Infinity 2, Infinity Blade 2 will have 120 swords, shields, armor, rings, and helmets. That's compared to 70 in the original. Of course, there's dual wielding, as John just said. What else is there? It's 4 or 5 times bigger than the world in the first game. I wonder if that includes the DLC packs. Well, the extra levels and stuff.
I guess the really interesting thing is they said pricing is going to be announced. And I, in my usual way, said, oh, I bet it'll be freemium, because I kind of wanted to annoy them. And then, of course, I had loads of people going, no, it won't be freemium, blah, 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 blah. But it seems to be the consensus is they're going to go for like a $10 as opposed to a $6 last time, and it's been $3.
Well, that makes sense. Move it up.
It seems like I think they're going to. But the only weird thing I kind of thought was not the weird thing. The only reason I kind of thought premium might be interesting is they've got a big kind of. It seems like they've got a big social kind of element to it.
Mm.
So and obviously, if you have social elements, you kind of want as many people as possible to play them. That's kind of the point, because by playing that, is you encourage people to, you know. To do it, and if I want to play you on it and you haven't got it and I go it's $10, then that's a, you know, that's friction in the system, as they say.
It's friction between our relationship, John.
Well, there's enough friction there. After what you did and what you said, actually, I'm back, good. You didn't think I'd find out about that. But.
She was too good for you, man. Yes, so that's coming out on December 1st. And it will be available for the iPhone 4S. I don't know if it'll be for more.
Of course, it will.
I don't know, probably.
That's just part of the.
But it will be interesting to see if that will. I mean, will they go down to the 3GS for that? I can't remember if they did they for the.
They did the original one, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. I wonder how big it'll be. I wonder if it'll be over a gig this time. it's four times bigger. It will be, won't it? Because it was like 600 meg last time download.
Doesn't necessarily translate to four times more size, though.
Kind of might do.
Reuse the textures and all that.
Yeah, but that still.
Anyway. iOS 5 is out next week. I should have put that in before now. obviously, with the launch of the iPhone 4S, it's got to be out next week because the iPhone 4S runs it out of the box. But iOS 5 will be out next week for everyone else as well. So,
well, that's the big news, really. That's the news.
And have there been any new phones being or iPods being cut out of this update? I don't think so. It's all the current ones, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Apart from the ones that weren't in it before.
Yeah, so not the 2G.
Yeah.
3G, I think.
Well, I guess, even now, they're still selling iPhone 3GSs, aren't they? They're free with the contract now, so yeah. you can't sell that and not really put the new operating system on it. So,
yeah. So yes, we got articles all about iOS 5. Mark really loves it. I haven't used it yet.
I used it for a week. It was nice. The notifications are really nice, but I mean, all the things are kind of really nice, but it's kind of a catch up, really. It doesn't really feel for people who haven't used any other operating systems, they'll appreciate it all. But if you've kind of sampled any of the others, it kind of is like Apple's had a look at what's going on and thought, hey, we should kind of utilize that.
I hope if they have looked at some of the others, they don't make it a buggy mess. I'm not going to name which one is, in my opinion, but never mind. let's look at go back to the freemium point you were making earlier. Some major company has put a major franchise out on the iPhone for free in an effort to beat its long rivals in the world of football gaming. Konami's released Pro Evolution Soccer 2012 as a freemium game. Where you can unlock extra content within app purchases, as you would imagine. The initial download gets you quick match, super challenge and challenge modes, and a bunch of community features, apparently. $3.99 gives you exhibition, UEFA, League Cup and multiplayer. So it's kind of like, it's sort of freemium, but it's only really a sort of limited. It's more of a sort of fancy demo, really, rather than
it's more like a light version, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
Foot in the door kind of thing.
So or a foot in the boot.
Have any of us played this yet?
You didn't like my football joke there, Keith Andrew.
I didn't even recognise it.
Midfielder for Ipswich.
I thought I'd just brush over that. I didn't, you know.
You're the football expert, Keith. Why haven't you played it?
You're the footballer, Keith.
I haven't played it. I tell you, I wasn't that eager to play it because last year's one wasn't that good, to be frank. So,
I mean, I guess it's kind of interesting. It could be seen that EA just announced that they've done.
The next story. Leave it.
Well, we can do it at the same time.
Oh, all right, then.
So EA announced that within a week of launch, they'd done just under 900,000 iOS sales of FIFA 12.
Let me give you the exact number, John. 879,000 copies of FIFA 12 on iOS.
So obviously, that's a fairly large number within a launch week. So I guess Konami just kind of thought, if our game's being beaten last year on terms of reviews and sales anyway, then how can we turn like that weakness into a strength?
So it's a good way of making it distinct, I suppose, getting a bit of kind of attention for it. But
obviously the problem then is it's quite difficult for them next year to put it back as a £5 or once you go freemium with that kind of stuff, it's kind of difficult to then go back with it.
Yeah, once you go freemium, you can't go back. Wink, wink.
It'll have a hard job being FIFA as well. In terms of what it can deliver, it's FIFA 12. I spoke about it when Will wasn't in the room last week, and I'd only played it literally about half an hour before talking about it, and obviously I've been playing it a lot more since. It's not perfect, but it's really impressive.
It's my new go to toilet game, by the way. Everyone has one. Don't act disgusted.
I don't.
Except for John, but he's weird. He never goes to the loo anyway.
I read your articles when I'm on the toilet, Will. Just...
Thanks, Keith. At least you read them. John? Yes. Yeah, it's my good. I really like it on iOS. I've got it on consoles as well, so it's kind of like I'm a bit football mad at the moment.
I also tried out this week. I tried out the link up with the iPad version, so you turn the, if you have two iPhones or an iPod Touch and iPhone, you can turn them into control pads and have the iPad as the screen, and that was really, really impressive as well. I can't imagine how many people will do that, but it just as a kind of way EA are thinking, it's a really impressive setup, and it's really not that many leaps behind the stuff you kind of see on Xbox and PS3 now in terms of the experience it delivers now. It's impressive.
Talking of four-player, I'm going to add a bonus story, which I didn't write down here, but it was something that just broke as we were going to record.
Breaking news.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that breaking. But, talking of four players around the TV, Firemint's come up with a new four-player mode for Real Racing 2, which is called Party Play Mode, where someone using an iPad 2, obviously, because you need that to link up to the TV, and everyone else using either iPod Touches, iPhone 4s, or iPads, connecting to the game, and you all play it in four player split screen on the TV.
You can use an iPhone 4S as well, that's the point, isn't it?
Well, iPhone 4S or iPad 2, the iPhone 4S does mirroring. Yes, so yeah, sounds like an intriguing idea. Again, I doubt there's going to be even fewer people actually able to do that.
But I mean, it's interesting. It's like it's almost as if Apple has said to these developers, try and do this, because you know at some point Apple TV is going to have some kind of. I mean, it already does with Apple TV, but I mean they're going to be on Apple TV at some point, and it's almost as if they're laying the groundwork now for kind of taking our mindset from playing these things on a small screen to playing them on a big screen.
Remember, also these are both EA titles.
Well, of course, actually, oh, yeah.
So obviously, I mean the other thing is, Firemint of I don't think Apple wouldn't have specifically gone to them. I mean, Firemint have always been a developer that's always looked to see what's the new thing we can do. What's the new?
I can imagine Apple going to Firemint, because they did use it for demonstrating what was it, the iPad 1 or?
It's just like a word in the ear. I can imagine.
They're talking all the time, but I think it's the kind of thing that they wouldn't have done it because Apple told them to do it. They would have been, that's the kind of thing they would do anyway. And I mean, the weird thing was, it was kind of, you kind of think that kind of thing would be something that you'd think Apple would show at that kind of conference. I mean, if just showing that would just be everyone like, wow. And it almost, you know that and Infinity Blade, rather than talking endlessly about, all the kind of crap statistics.
Well,
that whole kind of Siri thing that went on for goodness.
Yeah, but that's that. I thought the Siri thing was really their way of courting the still the business sector a bit more.
Did you see just everyone was just joking, it's just on Twitter after all these tremendous jokes. I mean, they weren't tremendous jokes, but tremendous like tweets of jokes of what you'd ask Siri. It's like, oh brother. Anyway,
are you serious? At. Yes. anyway, we are now going to the new releases. It's not the tune.
Could be.
It's a tune.
It can never be the tune. There's a tune. Today on New Releases, we're in a dark meadow pretending to be ninjas while a cyclone bashes us to death.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Well, we're being noble and heroic.
Okay, that's right.
First up on the new releases, let's start with the bottom. Well, not the bottom, but just up from there. Dark Meadow, because it looks quite nice. Dark Meadow, it's Unreal Engine 3, described by Phosphor Game Studio as a fairy tale of intrigue and mystery. looks very nice. Does. Gesture-based controls. You get weapons. You're up against monstrosities. One of the monstrosities look awfully like I can't remember. Anyway, but it looks good. You get crossbows. You get swords. It looks sort of like a first-person version of Infinity Blade, actually.
Yeah, so it doesn't. It looks fairly on rails, doesn't it?
Yeah. But hey, on rails games can be good. Dark Meadow, how much is it though? I imagine it's going to be quite expensive. Of course,
it used to be a naked lady in it.
That's the witch that you're after, I think. because you're after a witch.
I think we should.
Oh, yeah,
we should...
No, she's not happy.
We should put a disclaimer that, you know, if you're a young person, then I don't think this is suitable.
If you're a young person, then you must watch this video. Must see.
My refuses.
What?
£4, £6.
It's almost a fiver.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be quite expensive.
Well, I mean, you know, again, they're kind of... I mean, that's Infinity Blade price, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not a license, though. That's the thing. I mean, it looks great, but it's not a license, and it's not from a developer anyone knows. So it's you can't charge a premium for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if it's a Game Loft game that everyone was like, oh, it's a Game Loft game, then they could do it like $10.
I like the fact that, as you said, that up next to my YouTube stream is March of Heroes. but that's not anymore. Right, let's go on to something less graphically demanding. What's this one? Rocket Claw. Created by Fugaz. Oh.
Yeah.
It's a robot with a claw.
Really?
Looks a bit...
I guess, is it not a rocket? Is he not a rocket, actually? He's not a rocket robot.
Not really.
Claude.
No? I don't think this looks interesting.
It's just a physics thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like it's good. I like games like this.
It's not physics, though. You just tap the screen and your arm goes in places and you destroy
there's
things.
There's physics in there, isn't there?
There's not really.
It's an arm game.
It's only as much physics as Asteroids, the original game.
It looks quite pretty, no?
Oh, I don't know. It looks a bit naff to me.
Well, your standards are too high these days, aren't they?
They are too high. Let's go on to the next one. That's Rocket Claw, by the way. The other two disagree with me. I reckon it's not looking good. The next one is King Caching Slots Adventure. I guess this is a mixture between RPG and slot play.
Slot play.
it's a new phrase. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've done that.
Been a while since I've done it too, with the one-armed bandit. 45 weapons, 3 characters, and it's a slot machine RPG.
It looks like rock, paper, scissors, really.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see Bejeweled, but you see, when you combine something with an RPG, you've got to make sure the game itself that you're combining with it's got a bit more depth than.
Well, this is continuation of the puzzle quest kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was Bejeweled. I mean, Bejeweled on it by itself.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, completely.
It's a great game, but yeah, I'm not so sure about that one either. Oh dear, my standards are getting too high.
No, I wasn't sure about that one so much.
Run the Lion. Run the Lion. It's a skunk called Bancho. And he's running. He's running across
hills.
Is he
running hills. The line?
Well, no, he's running across hills.
Oh.
Yes. It looks like one of those... Well, it looks a bit like Bumpy Road, but with a skunk. And you've got to move the land up and down to flick him over obstacles and, collect coins. Again, it's not really impressing me, this one.
No, the artwork's alright.
Why would anyone want to play as a skunk? That's the thing. Surely you want to...
I refuse to play as any games other than Alligator, the whatever.
Swampy?
Swampy?
He's still up there. He's still number one, isn't he?
What still number one. It's a good game.
Swampy the Alligator.
It's captured the public imagination.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just thought he looked really ropey, old Swampy.
That's what they'll put in the press release, anyway. It's captured. It'll be on baby clothes before you know it.
Probably already is.
There's a movie coming out.
It's Disney. He'll have his own little ride, won't he?
Hey there, Swampy. it's a good game. Yeah, I thought it looked crap as well. But
if you were an alligator, would you call yourself Swampy? I wouldn't.
It's ironic, though, because actually he's the only alligator of his group that doesn't like swampy water, or indeed sewage.
We all know that alligators have a great grasp for irony, don't we?
Well, the ones I know, actually, are quite good at grasping irony, thanks very much.
Really ironic.
Don't want to tar all the alligators with one brush, please.
One of them has a human handbag, don't they?
Yeah. Super Cyclone. It's a mini-clip game, which usually means it's pretty going to be usually quite good.
Yeah.
It's a top-down...
Asteroid-y
like shoot 'em up with lots of monsters and
yeah, it looks pretty good.
It's pretty good. Twin stick shooter basically. but very fast. 24 different aliens, 21 different stargates to defend. I like defending stargates.
You see, that looks boring to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that doesn't interest me.
Not space. Not space.
Not spaceman.
Man.
Little spaceman. The Art of Ninja is up next. We've only got a screenshot for this, and I don't think it looks very good.
This is where you begin. Yeah, no.
Ant Hill. It's not been a very good new releases week this week, unless Ant's just some really weird games.
Not very many either.
I know usually, one that's out that I will mention in a little
usually
bit.
We're scrolling down for hours here.
I've played Ant Hill, so I can talk about that in the
Cool. High Flyer, what's this? Ooh, sound. Now this one looks good. Wow, this one looks pretty good actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the good one right at the bottom? Normally it's the rubbish one here. I was all ready to go, High Flyer looks a bit crap. you're a skydiver in a sort of cel-shaded looking 3D world. It looks really nice.
It's kind of gone out of vogue these days, isn't it?
And it's got platform sections as well.
Mm. But you kind of think that perspective, it's first person, but a falling first person thing is...
Well, no, it's not first person, is it, though? It's behind...
Third person, but I don't like that perspective very much, really.
Oh, I do prefer the first person, reckless disregard.
But did you get confused? Because you get everything squashed into your perspective, so you're not really sure what you're... I never really entirely sure what I'm aiming for.
Well, to be fair, glider got used to on glider.
No, but glider. You were gliding, so you were falling all the time. Then you don't really have control over.
I guess so. It still looks like a nice game, though.
It looks nice, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks different.
He fell into a fan and his body got splattered into pieces. I quite like that.
You enjoy that, did you?
Little details like that, I like.
There's 100 pages of a comic book.
Oh.
That tells the story. I mean, it's got that comic look design. Comic look design? What's that? That looks quite good. I'm sure there's going to be a review up for that one. That's High that's High Flyer, all one word. Def Defier, all one word. But Def Defier is spelled with a Y. That's not how you spelled Defier, is it?
It's a made up word. Isn't it?
It's a made up word. Let's check how much it is. Oops. Def Defier spelled wrong.
Does I4 mean iPhone 4? What's that about?
Maybe. Hang on, let me just check the description. Yeah, it's iPhone 4 only.
Well, why don't we just put iPhone 4 only?
Well, no, because that's part of its title, is actually brackets.
i4.
Yeah, okay.
No, iPhone 4 only. It did look pretty good in the graphics. Mistakes.
I can play with my iPod. It's
$49 in New Zealand dollars, which is $2.99 in pounds, $4.99 in dollars. Well, it's going to work on... Is there an iPad version as well?
It's in a video, yeah.
So. Yeah, it's universal.
Good.
I guess...
there's another game as well. We've not got in this. If you're a fan of Big Fish... Their adventure and I Spy kind of games. Anyway, it looks really good. It's called it's a sequel to Drawn Painted Tower. It's called Drawn Dark Flight. So I occasionally play some of those games in a quiet moment, not on the toilet, but the thing about it is because it's
the quietest moment you can get, surely.
No, it's never quiet when John's on his phone.
I wish I'd never. I'm gonna show you. Yeah, it looks really good. Looks very high-end graphics.
Also on an iPad this week is, I think this week, is Escaluga 2.
Oh, is it? Okay.
HD. I'll have to check that, though. No. Well, it's not on the New Zealand App Store, so it's not out yet. So I've... that's the only game I've got to talk about. Let's go to the What We've Been Playing fields. And first up, we're on the What We've Been Playing fields, which unfortunately, according to recent planning laws, is going to have to be knocked down and made way for some houses soon. So we're going to have to rename the section, I'm afraid. Bit disappointed.
But, the brownfield site, is it?
Yeah, well, it was green belt, but then they got a bit old. Right. What I've been playing this week, I'll start. Sorry, guys. Is Espeluga 2 HD, would you believe?
spell it.
ESP...
I won't know if you're right or not.
GALUDAZZZ 2 HD. Right, I don't know why I needed that extra bit. It's a cave shooter. It was out on iPhone about a year ago, I think, almost exactly. Maybe a year and a half. I don't think we reviewed it when it was originally released. I may have been wrong. But I couldn't find it on the database. But yeah, it's a cave shooter, so it's bullet hell. You play as one of three androgynous characters. top down. Proper old school arcade look to it, because it is an old school arcade game originally. Some very detailed sprites. Like, no, when I say old school, I don't mean 1980s. I mean sort of late 90s. Very detailed sprites, six short but sweet stages to blast through, two game modes, smartphone and arcade, with the arcade one being the original mode and smartphone having a few extra little changes to the formula, which mix things up. It's a very short game, I'm going to tell you that. It's 20 minutes, 25 minutes to blast through it, but that's not really the point. I mean, all of Cave Shooters, it's not about can I make it through on one continue. Because actually, Espeluga 2 is a lot easier than Dodonpachi. You will be able to get it through the game on one continue within your first two games, if you're any good at shooters. On normal difficulty, of course. Hard is really hard. But that's not what it's about. It's a high score chaser. And in that regards, there's not really that much better than Cave out there for high score chasing shoot 'em ups, except for Tilt to Live, but that's not a shoot 'em up. I just have a soft spot for Tilt to Live. The two different game modes... have their own leaderboards. All the difficulty modes have their own leaderboards. Different characters have their own leaderboards, and each one's in between. So you've got lots of competition, lots of different kinds of ways you can play it. Each of the game modes is very different to each other, even where they're using the same patterns and the same basic look. I can't be bothered to go into all the complicated aspects of what makes the scoring interesting, because it would take me ages. The review does that anyway. Once the game's out, I'm sure you'll see the review. But basically, the scoring system is complicated enough to make it easy to know what's going on at first, but the more complicated you make the controls, because you have three different options you could pick, the more complicated the whole gameplay becomes, and there's so many more scoring opportunities for those who want to seek them out. I really liked it. I liked Dodonpachi as well. I think Dodonpachi is slightly better. I know a lot of people disagree, but that's because Dodonpachi was out after Espeluga, and Espeluga was like the big game on the iPhone at one point because it was the hardcore game. It's a hardcore shooter. The controls are superb on the iPad. Any little tiny movement of your finger will just make tiny corrections in your position. It's relative to where you place your finger. So if you put it there and move right, it'll move right. And the way you can set up for left-handed or right-handed players is very clever. I like games that do that. I'm right-handed, but I know Mike isn't. So he's a freak. Anyway.
How do you know Mike isn't?
Because he said one day on chat room, and I was so angry.
Oh, I see.
I sat there thinking, you betray us all. Not really. I was just angry. Anyway, yes, so left and right-handed controls. Graphics look great. But the only issue, really, is that if you bought Espeluga 2 for the iPhone today and played it upscaled in your iPad, it still looks really good and it still controls very well. There are certain elements. Obviously, upscaled means that occasionally you'll try and press the edge of a button, it won't register, and it will on the iPad 2 HD version. And obviously, the graphics look nice and sharp. But they are sprites. They're detailed sprites, but they are sprites. So actually seeing those sort of square, seeing the pixels on the outlines when you're playing upscaled isn't as horrific as if you're playing a 3D game upscaled. But still, if you've not played Espeluga, if you don't have Espeluga 2 already, and you want a really good shoot 'em up game for your iPad, definitely get it. Definitely get the HD version when it comes out. Well, obviously it's not out yet, so... It's going to be a bit annoying, really, because that's the only game I played this week, and it's not out. But I haven't seen any embargoes, so there we go. So now you know Espeluga 2 HD is going to be worth it. But you already knew that. Espeluga.
Yeah,
who cares? Embargo and Schmargo. Am I right?
don't drag us into your illegality.
I always respect Embargo as well. I don't know what you're talking about.
When Cave come round and... They'd be very Japanese about it. You just have to give them the top part of your little finger on the left hand.
Say something else then.
So did I when you said little.
I'll have you know that.
No. Well, don't go there.
Very childish.
Right. So other than that, all that review was embargoed. What else has been embargoed this week, John?
Yes, I've. Well, actually, wasn't of course, I wasn't here last week, was I? So I don't think I've spoken about Whale Trust. I have spoken about Whale Trust.
Yes, you have.
You talked about Whale Trust so much. It's on Twitter. It's like John Jay. Really enjoying Whale Trail.
It's good.
This message was brought to you by. Yeah.
Anyway, so the second beta version of Whale Trail came out. And it's very good. It's even better than before. And I broke 100,000 over the weekend, which isn't very good because the top score is 650,000 in the beta test. So I'm not even in short trousers there.
I got 2 billion on monsters at my condo.
I don't care. It's not your... I mean, it's my bit of patch of the playing fields now. You can go and pee on your bit. Come and pee on my bit.
Build a house on my bit already. They started.
We'll build a toilet in there. Whale Trail is the... As I famously said, the game Tiny Wings wishes it could be. So, but we'll talk about more, I guess, that when it actually comes out at the end of the month. I've not played very much of it, I have to be honest. I've got a copy of Forever Drive, which is the Super Mono's racing game, kind of top-down Tron-like style graphics racing game where you race around tracks and in a kind of time-based, get to the next checkpoint kind of thing. But then the other big part of it is it's online, so you can build your own tracks and then put them up to the server.
And they all link together, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you basically come to the end of the track, and then within a certain time, and then then you start again on another track. So it's not continuous.
Oh, okay.
But it basically you come to the end of a track, and then it kind of does a transition, and then you start again. So, but yeah, it looks very good, very interesting kind of model. So I think they've launched it in Ireland and Canada, I think, to do the typical online testing type stuff. So that, and as I said before, there was the Ant Hill game, which is out now, or will be out as is, which is from a company called Image and Form, who are a Swedish developer, and it's a combination of line drawing and strategy and kind of RTS, I guess. I mean, line drawing seems to, obviously, like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, whenever it was, there's a big line drawing that was everywhere, and everyone was doing line drawing games, and then it just completely died off, which seems a shame, really. Because it's obviously a gameplay kind of mechanic that worked really well on touch.
Draw Race 2 would count.
Draw Race 2, that's it. Yeah.
And Spy Mouse.
Hmm?
And Spy Mouse, wouldn't it? No.
That's true. No, yeah. But those were companies who, I mean, the original Draw Race came out when after Flight Control, which was from Fireman. So those were kind of companies who had kind of really, anyway. Oh, shut up.
Just trying to undermine you there.
No, well, it's... When line drawing was big, every developer, did line drawing. No, it was kind of
the
like,
in thing.
I mean, now it's still physics trajectory games. I guess it's still the thing that people are, that we just see loads and loads and loads of. So, but with Ant Hill, you're basically protecting is literally an ant hill in the middle of the screen, and these kind of weird insect type. Waves of insects kind of come to kind of attack it or kind of eat it kind of thing, I guess, whatever they do to anthills. And what you do is you draw from the anthill, you draw lines, which are pheromone lines, supposedly. And there's four different types of, ants. And some of them follow the lines. So they basically follow the pheromones. So you have like kind of workarounds, and they basically, you go and use them to pick up resources, which can be resources in the environment or the bodies of the insects your soldier ants have kind of killed. So it's quite dynamic, because you're kind of drawing lines, and then you can kind of delete the lines when you finish once they've taken that resource, and you kind of, you create a line, then you have like a UI at the bottom of the screen you can tap. Depending on how many resources you've got, you can tap to create more worker ants or soldier ants. And the soldier ants will only follow the soldier ant lines, and the worker ants will only follow the worker ant lines. So it's effectively coming on quite a complicated game, but it's actually handled quite logically. And also you have flying ants, which are a bit more like in Command & Conquer or whatever. You know, you kind of have like aerial units. So you're basically just kind of tapping on the screen, and they just kind of zoom off. And so it's very, very nicely presented, really good graphics, kind of quite a cartoony but colourful. Because I've seen quite a few of these kind of bug splatting games, and they're just kind of like unpleasant. They're not, the bugs don't look nice, and then you're splatting them and they're all green. It's kind of like, that's, why would I want to do that? It's like nasty. Whereas these are a bit more, if not quite kind of bugs life ants, or kind of insects. It's, they're kind of artistic insects, I guess. That's the way it goes. So if you kind of like that kind of light strategy, I would recommend looking out for Ant Hill.
Intriguing. Keith.
Oh, I hope you're not coming to me expecting any kind of grandstand finish, because all I've played this week was FIFA, which I spoke about last week and earlier
and
this
now
week.
For the grandstand finish, it's Keith Andrew. Keith, what have you got for us?
there's not much more I can say about that. Again,
disappointment, isn't he? Yeah. He's doing so well.
Yeah. I was playing Implode this week, but that, I wasn't actually playing that on an iPhone, and it's very old. So
Implode, which one was that?
You've played it, John.
That's Iomo's game from ages ago.
Yeah. Do you know where it came out on?
New on Windows Phone! Did it?
Yeah.
That way.
It's not very good.
Oh, no, that was last week. Burn the Rope came out this week.
Yeah, this week.
Burn the Rope, good.
That's to come for me. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. I would like to point out, I've just read my email with the makers of Ant Hill, and they would like to make it known that it is a trail defense game. That's the genre they're going for.
They're listening to me live.
Of course.
How do they know we're talking?
Now I'm looking at the email they sent me before. So it's they said it's tower. It redefines the tower defense genre. We don't use static towers, but instead rely on game mechanics that make it a trail defense game. So there you go, the first trail defense game.
I think they're sponsoring us next week.
I'm sure. Normally, when I say first thing, then someone immediately emails me to point out how 3 years ago they had a game that was the first one.
Everyone claims to be the first something.
I was the first man.
You're not even the last man.
What do you mean, not even the last man?
Yeah, let's not go there.
Ah, the Middle Ages, harking back to yore. A time of honor, chivalry, and brutal gladiatorial combat. Compete for honor and glory in the old tournament upon thy trusted steed. Smite thine enemy, wielding a most fulsome range of period and somewhat historically inaccurate, but greatly amusing contemporary armaments.
Seek out Nighty Knight with the App Store.
Wrought by Billy Goat Entertainment. Bequeath not for ye sheepish.
I'd just like to point out, by the way, I've won in the last week, I've won two Angry Birds toys from those claw machines in service stations. Fire.
How the hell did you manage that?
Because I'm very talented. It cost me about £2 a go.
Well, the grabbing machines.
You know, the things you have to tell it to go up and then tell it to go right.
Yeah, I can never get a single damn thing of those.
Designed not to win.
Yeah.
There you go. I have them right here with me now. I have a black bomb one and a red one.
Oh, I'm impressed. You know, we're talking of winnings. I won £40 on the scratch card the other day. I think I win. Anyway, and you've won as well, because you've been listening to the Pocket Game iPhone and iPad Games podcast. We'll be back next week, where we'll talk about the iPhone 5 rumours, iPad 3 rumours, and probably some games. Hopefully the new releases schedule will be better than... Oh, Roll in the Hole was released today as well. There you go. I just scrolled down below the new releases to Matef's comment. But yes, so we'll see you. Well, John won't, but me and Keith will likely see you next week. Oh, okay.
You can try Matt.
It's Matt, or well, there's another one of you biz boys.
Well, then get someone else in.
Well, yeah, I will.
Get Keith. Get Mikey. Mikey Rose.
I'll try.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the biz boys?
Too many biz boys. For my like,
what do they do to new biz boys? They cook the numbers.
See, that's a biz joke. No one else would find that funny.
I think it's really good.
So yes, let's hope. Hopefully, the quality of jokes will be a little bit better than that next week. We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye bye.